822, 78 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Kenny Graves, the executive director of the Baldwin Pops. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Lori.
Now, people might be going, I know that name. I know that voice. Mm-hmm. So you've been a radio broadcaster. You have been extremely involved with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, the Arts and Crafts Festival,
right.
Now the Festival Committee. And so you've got another hat as Executive Director of the Baldwin Pops. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've been Executive Director now, I believe, for the past 2 years.
Goodness gracious.
I know. And I was hired on about 4 years ago as the announcer for the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. And it's just been just wonderful, you know, being there and listening to all of the great, you know, music that our, you know, entertainers, well, that, we really can't call them entertainers. They're, you know, musicians from all walks of life.
That entertain us.
Yeah, that's right. They entertain us. But I'm just so glad to be on the air with you. Of course, I spent a few years on WABF back in the 80s and early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and then came again back around 2000. And I actually spent a little time on AM 1480. I did my college internship there in 1985.
And that's something we all have. Most radio people have a history with WABB in some form or another.
Exactly.
As do I. Yep.
That's right. And so I did spend a little time there and wrapped up a 30-year career in radio in 2018. And
in Foley.
Yes, yeah. in Foley. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working a little lawn care business since then and just really enjoying it. Really, very, very much so.
And enjoying the Baldwin Pops. I know you're busy preparing for the Independence Day concert Sunday night. Tell us all about
it. That's right. Well, as you know, the Baldwin Pops is an organization of volunteer musicians. And, of course, they come and they perform with us. They practice on a regular basis. And then we get together for rehearsals, and we provide free concerts to the public. And we've been performing for the past 24 years, and up until this past year, we've been averaging about 10 concerts a year. But as you well know, COVID came along, mm-hmm. and changed all that. So we haven't been able to have any concerts since then. So now we're really excited to be back and have our July 4th concert this coming Sunday. And so I'm going to give you the lineup for the concert.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you can know what to expect. We're going to start with the Star Spangled Banner, as customary. And then we'll have American Flourish, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the National Emblem, Deep River, God Bless America, our Military Escort song, also Shenandoah, America the Beautiful, Broad Stripes and Bright Stars. And then after the intermission, we're going to be joined by the Gulf Coast Saxophone Symposium.
Wow, I read that on your press release. I love saxophones. I've never heard of the Gulf Coast Saxophone Symposium.
It's a relatively newly formed group, and one of our college student members of the Baldwin Pops is actually the director of the symposium, so looking forward to inviting them this year. As you may know, in past years, we've had a military band come
right.
and join us. Well, this year, they're going to be up in the north performing somewhere. So the Gulf Coast Saxophone Symposium came on board with us. And then after that, we're going to have the fireworks show starting at 9 o'clock. But the Baldwin Pops is under the direction of Dr. Jason Reinhart. He is the director of bands and many other hats that he wears at the University of South Alabama. And this year, we're going to be joined by a vocalist, Dr. Tommy Rowell. And he is also at USA, and he is in charge of a lot of the vocal type, you know, education facilities there at USA. So we are very, very pleased to have him with us this year. But the concert's going to get started at 7:30, In past years, we got started at 7, but we're going to get started at 7:30 this year there at the Henry George Park on the Bluff. And in past years, you know, we've had a stage where the band was elevated.
Right.
Well, this year, no stage because of social distancing. You know, you can imagine being on a stage, everybody has to be kind of sitting on top of each other.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so this year, we're going to be on the ground level. We'll be able to, you know, spread the band out a little bit more. And it's going to be really intimate. It's kind of like what we do down at Orange Beach with our concerts there. We just spread out on the lawn.
Hmm.
It's a very, very nice thing. But I wanted to let you know some of the things that we are doing. Of course, a lot of people may think, oh, they're just in it for the money. No, we're not, because we are a nonprofit organization.
The musicians don't even get paid.
No, they don't. Yeah. And we just have just a few staff members that do receive a small stipend for our time and effort. But we also have to pay, you know, music licensing fees like radio stations do, you know, BMI and ASCAP and CSAC. And also, we give back to the community in form of scholarships to deserving high school students who plan on furthering their music education. For the past 16 years, we've awarded well over $25,000 in John Allen Memorial Scholarships and also summer music camp support.
Now, isn't John Allen the one that in his 80s decided he wanted to learn to play, and he actually... Tell us that story.
Okay.
I love that story.
Sure, yeah. Well, John W. Allen was actually 71 years old, and he wanted to learn how to play the tuba. And so he asked around, and they said, well, probably the best thing to do would be to join the Fairhope Middle School Band, which he did.
At 71 years old.
Yes, 71. And so he was such an inspiration to the students. They loved having John Allen come and play with them. And he actually came by WABF when he made that announcement, and we interviewed him, you know, at that time.
Wow.
But he wanted to learn how to play, and so he of course passed on several years ago. We miss him a lot, but we named our scholarship program in his memory,
because he went on to play with the Pops.
He did for several years.
Okay.
But this year we have our John Allen Scholarship winners in no particular order, because we're going to announce these Sunday night, you know, with their plaques and cash awards. But our winners are Mark Saylor, Eli Godfrey, Sophia Keeling, Tyler Croy, Sydney Rye, and Leela Thomas. And again, these deserving students will be recognized during the Sunday evening's concert in Fairhope. And we're also working on hopefully getting a grant to seed the sound of music by putting new instruments in the hands of middle school students throughout Baldwin County. You know, so we don't just cover, you know, the Eastern Shore or Central Baldwin or whatever. We cover the entire county area by helping to promote band music for the kids. So, yeah, hopefully we can, be part of that. So another thing I wanted to share with you is that we're looking forward to a great future for the Baldwin Pops, as we're going to be, you know, having some concerts in the future, which I will tell you in just a second. But we're going to be joined by several new members, and both seasoned musicians and talented college students and high school seniors, but we still have room for more new musicians who would like to participate. So, Lori, if you'd like to dust off your horn or whatever you have, you can come and join us. But if anybody out there listening has any woodwinds or horns, and maybe they played during high school or college, or maybe even was a professional musician at one time, we would love to talk with you about joining the Baldwin Pops. And you can get more information about being a member of the Baldwin Pops through our website, which of course is baldwinpops.com. And we also have a Facebook page as well.
But now, we used to have a checkered tablecloth award and the children's flag march, or any of that going on? I know that the pandemic has changed things. So.
Yeah. This year, we're not going to be doing the tablecloth award, but we will be playing the Thunderer. We got to play the Thunderer, you know, which has always been, you know, the children's march. Mm-hmm. So if kids want to get up and march, we're going to be handing out the American flags to everybody.
Good.
Everybody's going to get a flag, so you can wave it proudly. But yeah, future concerts scheduled for the remainder of this year. October 3rd is our Founders Day at Henry George Park in Fairhope, and that gets started at 6 that evening. October the 17th, Coastal Arts Center in Orange Beach is going to host us at 5 o'clock. Also, we're going to have Christmas concerts complete with Santa Claus.
He's coming
to see us this year. But Christmas concerts, December 3rd at the Daphne Civic Center, December 6th at the Foley Civic Center, and December 7th at Gulf Shores Cultural Event Center. And those Christmas concerts start at 7 p.m. And we're also looking forward to a concert at the Wharf Event Center in Gulf Shores in February that will include a dinner. You probably have heard of, you know, dinner and a movie. Well, this is going to be dinner and music.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Why not?
I know. So, again, check out our website, baldwinpops.com, and Facebook for regular updates on these and other upcoming concerts.
Very good. And for those of you who missed the beginning of this program, 4th of July, Baldwin Pops Independence Day concert beginning at 7:30 Sunday night in the park overlooking the Fairhope Pier, the Henry George Park, where the Tears of Sorrow, Tears of Joy Memorial are. And I was also wondering about weather. Mayor Sullivan told us here yesterday on the radio that they did not have a cancellation policy per se, and that they would do everything in their power to shoot those fireworks off, even if the Pops can't play. So what are your requirements weather-wise preceding the fireworks?
Okay. Well, we talked about that last night and decided that we are going to do everything in our power to have the concert, because everybody is looking forward to this. The musicians are very excited about it, and so we are going to just keep our eye on the weather. And of course, as you can imagine, the instruments are very expensive and have to be protected from the weather. But we are going to do everything in our power to pull off this concert, even if it means delaying it a little bit and maybe not doing all of the songs in our lineup. The plan is right now to have a concert.
Okay. So, I mean, if it's raining at 7, you still might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, we might. Yeah. Because, well, one thing about not having an elevated stage this year, we can keep the percussion instruments, you know, like the timpanis and the bells and all those, and the drums on the truck.
Right.
And then so, like, if the, you know, clouds part, then we can just drag all that off of the truck and put it there. So.
And as people are calling the radio station at 6 or 7 o'clock at night while it's raining, wanting to know if the show is still on, we will not know.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I know if it's raining at 7:30 and at 7:45 it's not, y'all hope to get out the instruments and play.
Right. I mean, if it's storming, you know, thunder, lightning,
not,
you know.
Not going anywhere.
No, all bets are off. But right now we are planning on performing. And we talked about in past years, where the conductor at the time, Joe Reamer, I believe, was the conductor at that time, and they saw the storm clouds rumbling over Mobile, and so they were like, "Okay, hurry, we got to get all these songs in." You know,
that's funny.
But yeah, it's definitely, you know, weather dependent. But we're going to be going on as planned, unless Mother Nature has other ideas.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much. Kenny Graves, Executive Director of the Baldwin Pops. looking forward to that 4th of July, and the website is baldwinpops.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And
thank you
can
so
also
much.
Find us on Facebook.
And if you missed part of this program or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later, usually by lunchtime, at WABF1480.com.